there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app. It's BetMGM Sports, our sponsor here on the Lombardi Line. Of course, favorite wagering options. In-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today. Stop by any MGM casino on the strip. Bring that state-issued ID. You're ready to go. Whatever your sport, whatever your style, you're going to love BetMGM state-of-the-art technology. Got to be 21 years or older. If you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-522-4700. Your boy, Michael Lombardi.
I got so many boys. Who are my boys now? I got so many
well,
of them.
Will Hill is definitely your... By the way, he hung up as soon as his segment was done, so I don't know. He might be frustrated. We got to... The crew behind the glass is having a day today. We, fellas, we got to have some... What'd you bring in? We brought in some great breakfast. What is it? A pizzaia? Well, how do you say it?
A pizzelle.
What is this, Michael? A pizzelle. It's Italian.
It's an Italian cookie, kind of like a cookie. It's a different than a cookie. It's a kind of with anisette in it. It's really good. You know, if they're made correctly, they're really good. And if they're crispy, they're even better. Certainly go well with dunking them in your coffee. That'd be great.
That's
so it's good to see the crew enjoying a Sunday.
Yes. Yeah, Kevin brought them in.
Good to see the crew enjoying their Sunday. But look, let's be clear about Will Hill. I don't think there's a man that I've been come across, and I've worked for legends of the National Football League. I've worked for Al Davis, who's in the Hall of Fame. Bill Walsh is in the Hall of
Fame. I've heard of him.
Bill Belichick, who's going in the Hall of Fame. You know, I've been in the company of some great I don't know of them. None of those could be able to do what Will Hill's capable of doing, which is coach every single sport at the highest level and then handle how we should handle television. I mean, it's truly a remarkable ability that he's in Connecticut being able to orchestrate all these maneuvering.
Davis, Belichick, Walsh, Hill. That makes sense. Put it on a t-shirt.
They're behind him. They're not even close to him the way he can strategize football, drop, shift, pivot. Now he's managing the Yankees, drop, shift, pivot. Now he's working on the Kings in basketball. I don't know if he can do hockey, but now all of a sudden he's turned around on golf. I mean, Butch Harmon's calling him. He must have one of those phones, you know, where you have all those lines in there that has like 85 numbers he can get to.
Bond is loving. He's dying behind the glass. Hey, sometimes you gotta have a little fun. So the question is, will Scheffler hold on? Right now he's -225. Your boy Tiger out on the course. It's going to look to clean up after his worst round ever at Augusta yesterday. But Scheffler's -225, and you still can get Cam Smith at 2-1. That is the question, because those two are going to duel today.
And I've heard this logic a lot as I've worked in this betting market for the last 4 years. The price matters, and the Scheffler price isn't great, and so the Smith price is much better. Ideally, you wish that you know, you had confidence in him and Lowry to win to be able to really enhance your number. But I don't see that as the case today. And I think the only thing we can do is look at some of these early scores. You know, I mean, it hasn't been very pretty. And, the early rounds, you've seen a few birdies. Adam Scott's, went and birdied the second hole. But we're not seeing a lot of what's going to happen here. Woods started out -7. He birdied. He parred the first hole. So we'll see what goes on. Harold Varner's out there. He's going to be teeing off any moment. We'll see what's happening. That poor guy, he couldn't get a break putting yesterday.
It's night and day, by the way, visually, what Augusta looks like today as compared to yesterday. You know, it looks gorgeous. The conditions are perfect today. And yesterday, like I said, I used the word listless. It just kind of had that, it had an overcast, hungover vibe to the round on Saturday, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And, the people that were walking the course looked cold. I mean, everybody looked cold. It was like the wind and all that. Everybody didn't look comfortable. And,
no.
And ultimately, that's why I think we saw those scoring. Now, today, I think the early round, these numbers aren't going to change until they tee off. So if you want to bet, you've got to get something to sink your teeth in. And Brady Cannon would know this is better than anyone. And Wes Reynolds certainly, too, is to what indications from the early rounds would lead you to believe that Cam Smith or somebody from the back with good numbers could kind of overtake Scheffler?
If you did want to make a wager on M, who you mentioned is 5 back of Scheffler. He right now is sitting on the board at 12-1, Michael. If you wanted to go Lowry, our guy from Ireland, who's sitting 7 back, he's 40-1. So the bookmakers are telling you that those two, especially Lowry, and once you get to Thomas, who's 50-1, they're not going to catch Scheffler or Smith here.
Yeah, and I think to me the reason is that is because, yes, 7's a long way to come from behind, but there are so many birdie, if the weather's conducive, there are so many birdie holes, even if you're not playing your best, where 2 can be a birdie hole, 8 can be one, 13, 15, you can make some birdies out there, which kind of gives you a chance to not shoot that 76 or 78 that Tiger shot yesterday, which is what M would need and what Lowry would need to get in this thing.
Well put. Okay, so we'll keep you updated. Again, that tee time today for the final pairing. And again, 26 of the last 31 Masters champs have come from the final pairing. Scheffler and Smith are going to tee off 240. So you got plenty of time to wait for that final pairing. If you got something to get done today, Michael Lombardi, after the show, that would be the time. Walk Bella. I don't know. Maybe go pick something up for Millie. That would be the time to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Keep writing,
Man, let's just quickly, just to recap, I'll get to the NBA. You're writing a book. You're writing for VSiN.com. You've got the GM Shuffle. You've got the Lombardi Line.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting one big one in particular.
The Daily Coach. Yeah, we write the Daily Coach.
The Daily Coach every day. So
yeah. I don't write it every day. We have a great team of people that write it. Coach Raveling writes, and Kamadi Ramsey writes, and Trevor Kapp writes. So we all kind of all split up the duties. I think you can tell we don't put a tagline on it, but the stories are out there, and we do that. But it's, one thing about the routine, you get into a routine of the week, and as I near the completion of this book and I'm getting to the final whatever number of players. So this book is 10 chapters of the NFL, and then it's the top 100 players as I see it in the league, and each player has a write-up. So it's really almost like two books, because the 10 chapters have a lot of stories in it, and then the 100 players, I just can't say, hey, here's Alan Page, he's the top 50 player, and he has long arms and he was quick. Like, to me, that nobody's going to buy that book. So you got to tell a story around each player, and that's required a lot of research, and it's been fun to do, because I'm learning about the players. I'm learning about what went into it, about the histrionics of it, the trades, the Ted Hendricks getting traded from Baltimore to Green Bay, and then Green Bay to, all those things kind of play into it.
You ever thought about just chilling out, man? Just taking it easy for a day?
I did. I watched golf. I sat there and watched golf with Berman and Millie, and I listened to Berman complain about wardrobe, which was fabulous.
So what you need to know
I can't wait to see who's going to offend him today. I mean, he's truly like Batman. When he slides down the pole, he's got to find a villain somewhere. Is it the Joker? Is it the Riddler? I mean, we got to find somebody.
Yeah. I'm aware. The 20 playoff teams are set, Michael Lombardi. You've got 12 playoff teams. You've got the 8 play-ins, and the play-ins starting up on Tuesday. So the 20 playoff teams have been decided. It's just a matter of seeding. And so we were having an interesting conversation. Obviously, the Heat wrap up the 1 seed. The Bucks most likely the 2 seed. So the Bucks are sitting in a situation where they're probably going to play the Nets in the first round. Okay? That is fascinating because we saw the great story. We saw the great series last year. The Celtics today.
But can you stop there
for a
second? And I think that's why we're seeing so much money. I mean, the money line on Cleveland, Milwaukee is at 99% of the money lines on Cleveland. Milwaukee's not going to play today because they're really locked into 2, even if Boston wins.
Let me just get the tie break. They have, okay, the Bucks, the 76ers, so you're asking me about Milwaukee. Boston would clinch the 2 seed if Milwaukee loses today and they beat Memphis. Boston holds the tiebreak over Milwaukee. So that's why Milwaukee's going to tank today.
Okay. So, but Milwaukee's playing at 3:30. If Milwaukee loses, then Boston would, do they want the 2 seed to play 7? There's the question.
That is the question. Yeah. This is why it's frenetic today.
If you're the Celtics, right, you're sitting there in your locker room, and I'm sure they're on a direct call to Will Hilda to get advice, but they're in their locker room after they know that Milwaukee loses. Do we want to win this game against Memphis and become the 2 seed and play the Nets, or do we want to become the 4 seed and play Toronto if Philly wins?
You tell me. Milwaukee and the Cavs.
I think losing is in the best interest for the Celtics. I really do.
Milwaukee right now, the Cavs open 7.5 in Cleveland, has jumped up to 8. So the bookmakers letting you know what Milwaukee's motivation is there. And Boston has jumped up to 5.5 as far as the 2.5 opener in Memphis.
Yeah, which is shocking because we're seeing the spread of the money. I mean, 89% of the money is on Memphis, and the line is, and the line's going to Boston.
You know who will have the answer? Thomas Gable. He's going to join us next. We'll find out. Booking a day like today is impossible because you don't know who each team individually thinks is the better matchup for them.
Right. I mean, I could see Philly just not playing anybody today and taking the time off. You know, I do think for Philly, it's important for Embiid to get the scoring title. But if Milwaukee doesn't play Giannis, he doesn't need to worry about it then.
He's all but wrapped up the scoring title. I think, for example, if he didn't score anything, Giannis would have to score 47 points. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I know. I think that's the only thing playing into it.
Thomas Gable booking the last day of the NBA regular season. We'll get to him next.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed. Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
To the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, the NFL draft is here in Las Vegas, and we'll have extensive coverage, including mock drafts from Matt Eumanns. Michael Lombardi's going to have coverage, of course, former NFL GM with his draft analysis. Mike Pritchard, who's a first-round pick. Sean King, a Super Bowl champ. So we're going to give you insight you can't get anywhere else. Also, legendary sports broadcaster, voice of the Raiders, Brent Musburger, is going to give his draft best bets in our NFL draft betting guide. Sign up today and get full access VSiN through the NFL draft for $19. It's cheap. Get it right now. You get everything, including MLB guide as well. VSiN.com/draft. VSiN.com/draft. Okay. Michael Lombardi here. I'm Patrick Maher as well. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I see, of course, Tiger out on the course right now at Augusta National. We'll have Scottie Scheffler and Cam Smith dueling later in the day. And we say hi to our buddy Thomas Gable out at the Borgata. So, Thomas, first off, good morning, Thomas. Hope you're doing well. And we were just talking about the scenario today in the final day of the regular season. So the Bucks, you know, the Celtics at 3 hold the tiebreak over the Bucks, and the 2 seed, it looks like, is going to play the Nets. This is where it starts to get interesting on the final day of the regular season, because these teams are posturing now for who they're going to play in the postseason, and it gets crazy.
Yeah, good morning to you guys. It's the last day of the NBA season is about as fun as the final week of the NFL. You're trying to handicap and judge what motivations are out there, and looking at the board today and just looking at the spreads, and you do it once over on all these games, you don't see you see a ton of double digits out there in a lot of these games that have teams and nothing to play for. The Celtics-Grizzlies game is the one that I think is kind of going to be the most interesting. Obviously, we know the 76ers would love to have the 3 seed. We talked about that yesterday where, I think for any team in the East, that's the most preferable spot, because you're going to be facing the Bulls there as the 6 seed. The Bucks, I don't really think they care. They're obviously going to be sitting everybody today. The Cavs are 8.5-point favorites there against the Bucks. Milwaukee, I really don't think cares who they face. They're going to be confident that they can take on whoever they're up against. But really, this battle here between the Celtics and the Sixers, and who's going to get to face the Bulls. We're seeing the Grizzlies at least get bet here. You can get 5.5 there with the Grizzlies. And it was interesting, even yesterday, people were fading the Grizzlies. They obviously had a big win there yesterday as well. So now they're taking money here today against the Celtics. It's just this is... And I kudos to the league for doing that, so you don't have teams that you have to worry about, okay, well, somebody played early, and now we have to see, okay, now this team doesn't have any motivation to play tonight. Most of these teams are playing at the same time, i.e. the Pistons-Sixers game is at the same time as the Celtics-Grizzlies. So I think there's motivation, though, for both these teams in Boston and Philadelphia to try to win and get that 3 seed.
Thomas, where are you on the Celtics-Grizzly? What's your number for that game?
5.5 it's currently sitting at.
Boston's favored by 5, or?
Yes. Boston's favored by 5. And it's actually got as high as 6.5, so it's back down to 5.5 with the Celtics favored. But again, they're the team, I think, with more motivation than the Grizzlies. Grizzlies have been a great story, but... The Celtics are the ones there where I think the motivation there is to get that 3 seed.
The problem is, if the Bucks lose today and the Celtics win today, so they're motivated, they hold the tiebreak over the Bucks. So the Celtics would jump up to the 2 and then play the 7. As you mentioned, the Bucks would then fall to the 3 and play the Bulls. And, Michael, that is the team that most want to play right now because that's the team struggling in the East as far as 1 through 6, that being the Bulls. So it is, it's a wild day as far as motivation.
It really is, and I think Thomas is right. This is more complex than the end of the NBA's NFL season because at least we have injury reports and we know who's playing and who's not going to play, at least in those games. We don't know who's handicapped the motivation, and then we have the draft coming in, whereas we have a lottery in this, even though we know that the lottery is predicated by a number of ping pong balls you get. But to me, I think this is really challenging. The one thing you do know, and I think that's why the Nets are such a prohibitive favorite against the Pacers, is that there's certain teams that do want to maintain where they are. And I think the Nets are one of those.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you're right. Nets 16.5 point favorites. Again, that number is really, really high. I don't know if I'd play that today, but that seems to be where the market is settled in at. But again, that's one of the earlier games today at 3:40. But to Patrick's point there, it gets really complicated there in the East if the Bucks do lose to the Cavs.
Because they're playing earlier. Because the Bucks
playing early.
So Boston will know what they need to do once that game ends before the game starts. This number could jump all over the place in Memphis. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head there by pointing that out.
And Michael, just to clarify, so Milwaukee is going to play early in the day. If Milwaukee loses, Boston doesn't want to win later in the day because then Boston would jump to the 2 and they would theoretically be playing the 7, that being the Nets. So this is a wait to play. If you're going to play Boston and Memphis, you got to wait on this because the number could jump wildly if Milwaukee ends up losing earlier in the day.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think you have to, and that's what makes it so good. You don't have to make your bet right now. And I think the lines are going to adjust, don't you, Thomas, based on what happens at that Milwaukee game?
Oh, yeah, you'll see an impact there potentially on the Celtics-Grizzlies game and how that line goes.
Okay. So, as you can tell, it is a frenetic day in the NBA for bookmakers and bettors alike because it is going to be. One thing we do know is the Heat are one. Okay, the Heat have wrapped up the one seed. Other than that, it's all over the place. I won't even get into the scenario. For example, the Hornets could jump up to the 7 seed. If the Nets lost, the Cavs lost, and the Hawks lost, the Hornets could go from 10 to 7. So let's not go there. I'm just letting you know what's on the line
today.
You're
setting the table, Patrick. You're being a wonderful host. You're setting the table.
It's just so insane. And the West is a little bit more clear, Thomas, as we take a look at the West. I mean, the only thing as far as the West that can really change here is, you know, frankly, the Mavs can jump the Warriors. If the Warriors were to lose today and the Mavs were to win today, the Mavs would jump from the 4 seed to the 3 seed. And we could, if the Jazz lost the 5 seed and the Nuggets won the 6 seed, those two teams could flip. But as far as the playing out West, 7 is the Timberwolves, 8 is the Clippers, 9 are the Pelicans, and 10 are the Spurs. Those are set, Thomas.
Let me tell you, the Jazz aren't losing today. The Trailblazers were one team that is in full tank mode at this
point. What's that, 17 and a half?
17 and a half. 17 and a half, and that could be 27 and a half. Or, you know, it's just the Blazers are they do not care at this point.
No, in fact, they care if they won, meaning they don't want to win. That would be the issue.
Yeah, they do not want to win, yes.
Will they take Chet Holmgren? Will they bring the Gonzaga, the Zags native? That would be hilarious. That would be unbelievable. Is this the fight for Smith or Holmgren to get the ping pong balls? It's interesting, right?
Be good if the Trailblazers selected Holmgren because he wouldn't have to move very far, so he wouldn't lose much more weight.
Exactly.
How about we transition to Augusta? How's it looking there at the book, Thomas Gable, as far as the final round of the Masters today?
Yeah, so obviously Scheffler with the 3-shot lead, which honestly the way that he ended the round yesterday could have been even tighter. I mean, they were lucky that he found his ball there on 18; otherwise, he would have been walking back to the tee to hit 3. So, he's minus 225 here right now to win it. Cam Smith, really, I mean, in all reality, plus 250. He is the only guy who really has a great shot at possibly catching Scheffler. You have him at 14-1, who's 4 under par. And then when you look further down the list there, Lowry, Schwartzel, 2 under, Thomas and Connors there, 1 under. All those guys are either 40-1 or 100-1. And it's just the possibilities of them, even if one of those guys would go really low, they have to leapfrog too many people. And that's why you're seeing those odds being, 40-1, 100-1. So the two guys obviously are, it's a two-horse race between Scheffler and Smith today. And it's a lot's going to be, the tone's going to be set right from the jump. Smith can get out and put a few birdies on the card and really put the pressure on Scheffler to make this a very interesting as they head into the second nine there. It's going to be key to get a hot start there for Smith, I think.
Good luck today, Thomas Gable. We'll talk to you tomorrow. That's Thomas Gable,
Director
of Racing Sportsbook at the Borgata. West is next here on the Lombardi Line.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, here are the top horse racing plays from ExpressBet editor-in-chief Jeremy Plonk, a former guest here on the Lombardi Line from Keeneland today. Race 2, Jeremy likes the one horse, Bodie by You, at 15-1. And in race 9 over at Keeneland, Jeremy has the 8 horse remote on top at 6-1. Bet these races and all others on the FirstBet app. Sign up today using FirstBet using the codes Vegas1000 for an instant $10 free plus up to a $1,000 bonus. Go to VSiN.com/horses for details. That's VSiN.com/horses for details. Okay, Michael Lombardi there in Jersey. I'm Patrick Maher here in Vegas. We're going to welcome in our buddy Wes, but quickly, Michael, just to clarify.
Yeah.
So 12:30 your time, the Bucks are taking on the Cavs. Okay.
Okay.
The Cavs are laying 8.
No, it's 12:30 your time, I think.
12:30 my time, 3:30 your time. I get so
Thank
confused
you.
With the times. Here's who's not playing for the Bucks, and you tell me if this is a good squad that's not playing. Giannis, Lopez, Middleton, Portis, Allen Hill. So their starters, essentially outside of Jrue Holiday, aren't playing. That's why you
Cavs. I'm sure Holiday won't play very many minutes either. I mean, 100%. There's a white flag. I think that's why you see 99% of the money line, because that's a great value without the points. That's why that money line shifted to 99-1. So we saw that, and, somebody got that information, and now I'm sure the money line has gone crazy, and we'll see it go even more. That number's going to start coming back to Milwaukee, don't you think?
Yep.
After it's 7.5, it's going to come way back down.
Because then the Bucks, who are sitting 2 in the East, if the Celtics were to win later in the day at Memphis, and Boston right now is laying 5.5, because of the tiebreak, Boston would jump Milwaukee. Boston would then be in the 2-7 matchup, and the 7 most likely is going to be the Nets. So just so the better understands what's happening here, then the Bucks would play the Bulls.
Let's play it out. So say Boston loses to Memphis and Philly wins. Boston goes from potentially being 2 to playing Toronto 4-5.
No, because Boston owns the tiebreak over Philly.
Oh, got it.
Philly loses the tiebreak to both the Bucks.
So
Philly's
game,
4.
So okay. So Philly's 4 no matter. Philly can't improve their lot at all.
Philly is 4.
Unless Milwaukee wins.
Correct.
Once Milwaukee loses, then that Philly line at 12.5 with the Pistons should be shooting back down the other way.
Yes, exactly. So there, you just nailed it. The big toggling right now is bet 2 and 3, because Philly has essentially wrapped up the 4. Does that make sense?
Got it. Yep, I got it. I'm good.
Now, if they win and the Celtics lose, the 76ers will. We're just going to move on.
Who's on first? I don't know. Tell me the guy's name. I get that. Yeah.
Wes Reynolds joins us. He's got his green jacket on.
Hello, Wes.
Dapper. Let's go ahead and throw his mic on there.
Wes, I love it. The green jacket. Of course, if you're going to come on with a green jacket, you must share with Patrick and I what your champion dinner would be.
Oh boy. I got to live up to Matsuyama from what he did on Wednesday. We'd probably have some Kobe beef as the main course. If you're going to have beef, you got to have the best beef in the world. And Matsuyama had that A5 Wagyu on Tuesday night.
Delicious.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So that would at least be the main course. I'd have to do a little bit more research to see what dessert we're going with for the champions.
How about Michael Lombardi? I'm guessing it's going to be gabagool or some sort of Italian dish.
Well, I mean, it would be some form of pasta dish as an appetizer. Certainly, it would be along the Italian lines. There's no doubt about that, and we would go from there. But you know, I've often thought about that. You know, is that champions dinner just seems like such a great opportunity. You know, you'd like to be a fly on the wall in that dinner, but. You know, never going to be there because you got to be a champion. And unless you can get it on Tiger Woods Golf and play it, there's no way I'm going to ever be a champion.
So this dinner's out for me. You don't plan on winning the Masters the rest of the time here on the planet?
No, I don't think so.
So what was interesting when we talked to Thomas is he said he had Cam Smith at plus 250. I got a book in town. The variance here, West, is interesting because I got Cam Smith 2-1 at a book here in town. But in Jersey there, Thomas had him 2.5-1. So you can find a better number on Cam if you're looking to bet him right now.
Yeah, and basically what I did, and I wrote a column on Friday night at VSiN.com for the Saturday round, I said, if you want to take on Scottie Scheffler, and I elected to do so, the two guys to get in on, I thought, were Dustin Johnson at 12-1 and Cameron Smith at 14-1. So I do have a position on Cameron Smith at 14. You know, I lamented the fact that I couldn't bet him this week because it was like, well, I didn't get the 40-1 like I should have when these were up. Because Masters prices have been up since like October, November.
Yeah.
So in January, before he went 34 under par and cashed a ticket for me in Hawaii, I could have had 40-1, so I was like, I feel like I'm late to the party. You know, what does Will Hill say? Don't be late to the party. You'll be early for the funeral. So I thought, okay, I'm taking a bad number. But nevertheless, at 14-1 on Friday night, I still thought that that was good value, even though that was pre-flop what Cameron Smith was, because his ball striking has been the best in the field all week. He's ranked number one on strokes gained approach, but the best putter or club in his bag, which is the putter, hadn't really fired. It started to yesterday. He's number one on the PGA Tour, by the way, for strokes gained putting. So you're finally starting to see that, and now it's only a three-shot clip between him and Scottie Scheffler. In terms of if you're going down the board, I don't think you want to go too far. Of the last 31 Masters champions, 26 of the last 31 have been won by somebody playing in that final twosome, that final pairing. So this does essentially, and it's priced that way, look like a two-guy tournament with Scottie Scheffler and Cameron Smith. So if you want to go down the board, I would look to see if your book has maybe a without Scheffler market. Then maybe you could go a little bit deeper down the board with a Justin Thomas at long odds, because you're essentially then playing who's going to finish second.
Yeah, Wes, let me ask you, what did you see out of Scheffler yesterday on the second nine to concern you about going into today?
I don't know if it's a concern, Michael. I just kind of think it's a natural order of things in majors where you get a little bit of pressure going on, because it's like the deeper you get, you know, early on when he had, I think he had like a 6-shot lead at least at the turn, and at one point it was 7. So all of a sudden you get that, you know, I don't want to say complacency, but you get the sense of maybe a little bit of relief, you get a little breathing room, and then all of a sudden somebody behind you make a couple birdies, and then you're looking at the leaderboard, and you're going to start leaderboard watching, because keep in mind, Scottie Scheffler, as good as he is the reigning number one player in the world. He's never been in this kind of pressure in a major. He has never had this situation where it's like, okay, all eyes are on me and the bullseye is planted firmly upon my back. So he has to deal with that going forward. And everybody, these guys behind him aren't going to pack it in necessarily if they're within striking distance. So, look, he's still priced as the man to beat. What is he, like -2.25, -250?
-225.
Yeah, so I thought he played solid yesterday. I think, you know, if you look at the statistical categories, he's still number one in tee to green. His approach game is still on point. His approach game was terrific yesterday, 0.276 strokes gained on approach, but you know, just didn't make as many putts as he's been making the first 2 days.
Yeah, strokes gained a tee to green, no surprise. Scheffler and Smith are 1 and 2, and obviously 1 and 2 birdies made through 64. So that's where those two sit. And as Wes just mentioned, if you want to bet Scheffler right now, Michael Lombardi got to lay 225 to win 100.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Smith, again, get the better number because I got 2-1, but you just heard TG. He's got 2.5-1. Sungjae Im, 12-1. Lowry, 40-1. So you start to really fall off after Sungjae Im as far as today. It's going to come down to Scheffler or Smith. I mean, the last player to fold after a 3-shot lead was 2011, and that's Rory.
You know, Wes, when you see, we know Tiger birdie too. The conditions look absolutely perfect for scoring today. Is that true?
Yeah, the wind is pretty benign, you know, like 7 to 8 miles an hour. It's been blowing 15 to 20 pretty much throughout the entire week. So this is the day, I think, where you're going to see the scoring. This is the day where you'll see one of these guys that are kind of the back markers in the field today, where you may see somebody shoot 66 or 67. So now, does that necessarily mean, because we always see that in a major, somebody comes from the back and shoots a really low round, no pressure, shoot at flags, I'm not in it anyway, and then they shoot a great round. Now, is that round out there for the leaders is the one thing that you got to say, because they're dealing obviously with a whole different level of pressure. But I do think that you can make up some ground today. I don't know, these guys that deep, I mean, Sung Jae-im might be the cutoff, these guys at 2 under, and I've got a couple guys that were pre-tourney futures. I've got Lowry and I've got Justin Thomas. These guys are not going to catch Scottie Scheffler. This would have to be like a Greg Norman 1997 collapse or 1996 type of deal here. So it's going to be one of the two, basically the top two players in the world, even though Smith not ranked number two. These guys have been playing like the best players in the world this year, and they're in the final pairing.
Who caught Norman in 96? Was it Faldo?
Yes.
I love the shark.
It was a 6-shot lead for Norman, by the way.
Oh, he
after
fell apart.
54.
Oh,
yes.
Dude,
he lost by 5 shots.
And everybody paid attention because they kind of had a sense it was going to happen. It was one of those that everybody – I can remember it all kind of coming together. It was never confidence, whereas you were just very confident about Scheffler. That, you didn't hear that about – there was always something about Norman in those big events.
Here's what we'll do when we come back. Look at this matchup. So – we just got this from TG, and I've got it here at another book. If you don't think Cam Smith is coming all the way back, how about the matchup? Scheffler-Smith in the final pairing today. Cameron Smith is a minus 145 favorite. In Jersey, he's minus 135. So when we come back, I'll ask Michael and Wes Reynolds. You got Scottie Scheffler and Cam Smith in a matchup. Cam Smith minus 145 favorite. Scottie Scheffler plus 125. Who they taking? We'll find out next here at Lombardi Line.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, loyalty program, reward program over at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Bet you're going to earn points that you can spend at the casinos, of course, the MGM properties, or convert into online bonuses. This is a great loyalty program. Nobody does it better than BetMGM. So get over there, BetMGM.com, or simply download the app. 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. Got to be 21 years or older. To give you an idea of the matrix we've entered with the Philly, Boston, and Milwaukee scenario, Michael Lombardi, Femi's head was exploding during the break. Wes Reynolds basically said, I'm glad you guys didn't ask me, because his head was about to pop off the top of his dome.
I was Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover when he gets in the casino and you get all the numbers in his head.
So I want to give you credit, and I, you know what? I'll give myself credit for trying to work our way through the web that is 2, 3, and 4 seeds in the East, because it is fascinating right now how that's going to play out. So we'll just leave it at that, because that is wild. Now, Cam Smith, Scottie Scheffler. If you don't think Cam is coming all the way back, so you don't want to go plus 200 on it, I'll just give you a matchup, Michael. I'll go first to you, and then we'll go to Wes to see what he thinks. Cam Smith is the favorite in the matchup over Scheffler, minus 135 to minus 145. Who are you taking in the matchup?
You know, I think Cam Smith, the way he played yesterday, I would lean towards Cam Smith. I mean, he's kind of resourceful. I mean, how about the opening round where, you know, he had the two double bogeys but still ended up shooting remarkably well? I kind of get the sense he found himself yesterday. And not that I don't think Scheffler can still win this, because I think Scheffler's good. I think Cam Smith's going to have a good round today. I really do.
Mr. Reynolds, what do you got?
Well, when you look at this, it kind of depends on if you have one of these guys as like a pre-flop future or something. Like, let's say you have Cameron Smith to win the thing. Then you could try to play Scottie Scheffler, who's now getting plus money in that matchup, to say that he could beat Cameron Smith. And I think I'm seeing like as high as 120 in some of the markets right now. I think at BetMGM, I believe it's plus 115. But you could work it that way. Or you could try to say, okay, I've got a Cameron Smith future. I don't know if I necessarily want to double down and lay with Scottie Scheffler. So, look, there's a possibility Cameron Smith does beat Scottie Scheffler in the matchup today, but doesn't win the golf tournament.
Exactly.
So you can almost like middle, if
That's
you want
exactly
to say
right.
that, as weird as it sounds in the game of golf, because you're always doing middles in football or in basketball or whatnot. You can do that now kind of with this, where Smith wins the matchup, but Scheffler wins the golf tournament. So there's all kind of like hedge positions. And just going back to what I mentioned in the last segment, 26 of the last 31 Masters decided by somebody in the final pairing puts on that green jacket at Butler Cabin.
If Scottie Scheffler wins the green jacket, will his speech be exciting? Minus 500 on the no. Because I'm telling you, like, I'm not putting
Who
down,
grades but. That? Who grades it? Like, how do you know that? Like, who determines
have
that?
Have you heard Scottie Scheffler talk? Have you seen the personality? It is.
Well, I mean, maybe, you
Jared
know,
Goff.
maybe he can get the great speechwriter to write something
you don't,
for him.
You don't think Nance is going to prompt him and somehow get him to cry in Butler Cabin? Nance has the gift for that.
Nance, you know what? He is. And, well, we can ask Michael Lombardi, because he spent the night over at his house, so. Michael?
Yeah. I've never spent the night there, but I've been in his company. I mean, I agree, Wes, he'll make it. But, I mean, look, you got to feel like if he just pours emotionally from – I mean, if you win this thing emotionally, it carries you, even if you're not a wordsmith or, you know, a great orator.
I just realized Matsuyama's going to be passing the jacket to one of these two. This is going to be must-see TV.
That means there's – yeah, that's going to be a little awkward. That's going to be some
yes,
pauses.
Yes, it is. Nance is going to have his work cut out for him. That's why he makes
all
the cash.
Yeah, this is going to be awkward. There's no doubt. Yeah.
What was your take on Tiger? Tiger couldn't hit a putt yesterday, obviously.
Yeah.
It was ugly.
It was the worst of his career, I believe, or tied the worst mark. He had 38 putts yesterday. He was
Which
the worst
wild.
In the field. The only guy, him and Patrick Cantlay were right near the bottom. They lost over 4 strokes apiece on the greens yesterday, because Cantlay was a guy, it's like, you know, he's kind of on the periphery. Maybe he could make a move on Saturday. And then I just look at my data here. Tiger minus 488, Patrick Cantlay minus 432. Kevin Na, who's usually a fantastic putter, minus 425. I mean, he walks him in, for God's sakes. He's that confident. But, yeah, the putter didn't work for those guys. These are fast bent grass greens, and, you know, gotten faster over the weekend. So, yeah, Tiger, just the putter wasn't there. I'll tell you what has been there, though, is the irons. He has looked very good on the irons all week long. So, like, when you watch him going forward, it's like, you know what? The swing looks good.
Clubs, speed as well?
Yes, yes. The distance, obviously, is not there like it used to be. He's 46 years old. So, when I looked at the driving distance model, he was way down there in terms of average per measured drives. But, you know, as long as he can keep it in play, the swing looks good. It's all going to be about fitness for Tiger. How many events is he going to play? How regularly is he going to play? And just, you know, to feel better, because he's not 100% back, you know, but he's gutting it out, and the adrenaline of the crowd, I think, is really keeping him going.
Yeah, I think he wants to. I think this is step one to the long journey of maybe curtailing how many events he does play. But I think it was important for him that to get back. That was motivation. You know, that was that motivation to want to be able to overcome this devastating injury that he suffered through the accident. So I think he's going to find something. Like today, you know, I mean, one thing we can see with Tiger, there's always something that he's going to dangle in front of his nose to motivate him to go forward. Yesterday in the interview, he said, look, I want to shoot. I want to try to make up six strokes to get to even par like I started the tournament. You know, today he birdies two, then he bogeys four. So he's back to, you know, he's not getting where he needs to go, but I think he'll find some way to motivate himself. There's no doubt.
He had that Coach K giddy up coming up 18 yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
He didn't have
the golf cart. He didn't have the golf cart or Mickey with him. He had nothing. He couldn't get it.
If he had Shorty with him, that'd be a big story. Trust me when I tell you. It would be like years ago on Thanksgiving. Well, another matchup. The second to last pairing to go out, Michael Lombardi and Wes Reynolds. Sungjae Im and Shane Lowry. Your favorite? Or favorite in the matchup, Lowry at -115, West M -105. Who are you playing in that matchup?
Yeah, it's almost like I'm going to go against the grain here and play the favorite, and that's Shane Lowry. By the way, Shane Lowry, I believe at one point had a 6-shot lead over Sungjae Im. They were paired together yesterday, by the way. Shane Lowry had gotten at the 5-under. I think Sungjae Im was actually not even in red figures. He was at 1-over par, and then all of a sudden there was the tide turning. They were tied on 16. 17 was a 2-shot swing. Sungjae birdie. Shane Lowry bogeyed. And if you watched Lowry yesterday, and he was one of my pre-tournament futures, he and his caddy weren't on the same page yesterday because he was not happy with some of the yardage he was given. I think it was on 13, that layup on that par five. He's like, oh, that's a real good layup, Bo, 30 yards short. You know, so him and his caddy were not seeing eye to eye. And I think Shane Lowry, when he caught that bad break on 9, it kind of turned his round to the negative. Maybe this is a fresh start today and he can get going. Sungjae Im really has lived off his putter. He's ranked, I think, like 4th in the field for strokes gained putting. So I think the putter's kind of been carrying him, and usually when the putter carries you for about 3 rounds, I'm not convinced it always does so for the 4th round. So like Shane Lowry a little bit in that matchup. It's down to -110 a couple places.
I would say this, M's hat might have been the worst looking hat I've ever seen in my life. If they sell any of those hats to anybody, that would shock me. I mean, that was a bad looking hat as I've ever seen. Did you see that hat yesterday, Wes?
I did not, actually.
Yeah, Wes is, well, maybe we can get Schwartzel's pants and M's hat. And
right.
Be looking
well, I'm
good.
Trying to, well, you know, that's, you got to be well-rounded
well, Tony,
in your coverage.
Tony, Tony Finau's gear, I mentioned that yesterday. He was in that orangey-brown sweater and then had the pink hat. It looked like he was a member of the Cleveland Browns coaching staff during Breast Cancer Awareness Month for the NFL. That's exactly what it looked like with Tony Finau yesterday.
It is fair to say today's show off the rails. All of a sudden, it's turned into a fashion show. I can't get enough of it.
We got so much to. There's so many games to talk about, but it's so hard to really handicap, and it's just impossible. Like I don't know what the. Here's a perfect example. I read the Philadelphia Inquirer today. And this morning in the Inquirer, they said if the Grizzlies beat the Celtics and the Sixers win, the Sixers have the 3rd seed. Well, that's not true, but I mean, this is how complicated it is. I mean, everybody doesn't know. I'm confused. I got a headache over this.
Like I said,
I'm put M's hat on and go home. I'm
going to
put M.
We've entered the Matrix. Who's going to be trying on the green jacket for the first time?
I'm going to go against the grain and say Cameron Smith. And by the way, want to give a word of advisement to the viewers and listeners out there. Bet Cameron Smith now for the rest of the majors before it starts dropping, because I believe there's a couple shops. One, mine's with Laughed Wings, that still has 40-1 out there on Cameron Smith for the rest of the majors. So bet that now before it drops, because if he wins today, he's going to be in the teens or like 20-1.
And it rhymes with what?
Nice call.
Laughed Wings.
Nice call, Wes. I love it. That's the way to give advice. I love it. See, there was some advice, and don't buy that hat. Other than those two things, have a great day, Pat.
Yes. Good day, sir.
Today, the hat will be smoking off the top of your head. Michael Lombardi, enjoy your Sunday. We've got James and Femi coming up next. Thank you, Wes. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Enjoy
Thank
the
you.
Golf. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Lombardi Line.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.